To some people, it's a prophet. To some people, it's an evangelist. To some people, it's an apostle. To some people, it's a pastor and teacher. But to the body of Christ, definitely, there is a man sent from God. So this generation, with a word from the throne of grace, we are so blessed to have here tonight one of the fathers of faith in the body of Christ in Nigeria and across the globe. Somebody whose ministry has blessed people, millions across the globe, and is still blessing people. What a privilege to have here tonight this great apostle of God. Together with our hands lifted up in appreciation to Jesus Christ our Lord, let's welcome tonight the president of the Sword of the Spirit Ministry, Daddy Wale Okim. Can somebody rejoice as we welcome him tonight?
Wave your hand to the Lord and give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Say something sweet to the Lord. Something from your heart to his heart. Give him worship. He's worthy of eternal worship. Is deserving of everlasting praise. King of glory, Lord of hosts, El Shaddai, El Elyon, Lord Adonai, the Almighty, the only one that does mighty things, the God of the universe, the King of kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who is altogether beautiful, altogether awesome, altogether wonderful, awesomely holy, awesomely glorious, awesomely powerful, the one who has no beginning of life nor the end of days. Before the mountains were brought forth, ever before you lay the foundation of the earth, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You alone, you are God. You have no equal. We praise your name. We worship your name. You sent your son to the cross to die a painful death, to die a shameful death, so we may live. Through his death on the cross, death died. We worship you. We glorify you. You have given us grace to know you as our Father. And you have drawn us nigh to you by the blood of the cross. And we approach your throne of grace with a reverence and fear. And we say, Abba, Father. What is it that you cannot do? Abba, Father. Glorious King of the universe. Abba, Father. We praise your name. We worship your name. You are tabernacled here in our midst. You are moving across the rows, across the aisles, removing burdens, destroying yokes, setting the captives free, giving eternal life, giving peace. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Somebody say a loud amen. The peace of the Lord be with you. Receive his peace right now. Receive his peace right now. In your spirit, receive his peace. In your soul, receive his peace. In your marriage, receive his peace. In your business, receive his peace. In your career, receive his peace. Over your adversary, receive his peace. Over the storms that have risen against you, receive his peace. I declare his peace upon your life, upon your finances, upon your business, upon your body. Peace, 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 peace. Everything that is contrary to peace in every sphere of your life, by the application of the anointing and the word, we destroy them. We establish you in peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is well with you. You know, the Hebrew word for peace is shalom. Somebody say shalom. Louder. Louder. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing absent, everything perfect. For the Lord, Psalm 138 verse 8, for the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. No stress in any area. No stress in my body. No stress in my marriage. No stress in my business. No stress in my career. No stress in my finances. Shalom. Shalom. Receive. 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 Receive it. His peace is as mighty as the Almighty. Even when he speaks in a whisper, the mountains quake. The storms are stilled. Marama kayuka takobogadia. Erebokoda. Whatever storm has come against your life, I command peace. 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 In the name of Jesus. You know this story quite well. You know, I'm coming to greet Pastor. Right? These people, they've stirred the water. That song, very, very powerful. Ah. Olorun agbaye. Ofoju orun si aso ibora. I listen to my son Nathanebasi sing that song. Ofoju orun si aso ibora. He didn't say ofoju orun si aso ibora. That means one piece. One. Ofoju orun. Obisi aso ibora. You don't have just one duvet. You have several. But when you are under your duvet, you are under one. Ashobura, Ashobura ni, Ufashobura. But we say Ashobura. So one of your several duvets. I come from the heart of Yoruba land. There's a difference between Ashobura and Ashobura. I have a whole stack of Ashobura. I pick the one I like when I like. He can clothe himself with fire. He can clothe himself with thunder. He can clothe himself with glory. He can clothe himself with a cloud. The cloud is just one of the Ashoiburas. Come and give him a shout. Oh boy. Jesus and his disciples, they were sailing across the sea. And he was sleeping at the hind side, the back side of the ship. Sleeping, resting. And the storms came. Ferocious. Beating. The boat was getting filled. And the Bible says, they were in jeopardy. Jeopardy. They were in perils. They were in real danger. Existential danger that threatened their lives. That threatened their existence. They were to be drowned And that would have been the end of their lives. And they were scared. And they were afraid. The storm was terrible. Master, in their panic, in their state of panic, Master, don't you care that we perish? And we do that many times when we are threatened. You feel this is existential. My money is going. My job is going. My life is on the line. My marriage is on the line. My children on the line. And you say, Lord, do you care? They accuse him of not care. Don't you care that we perish? Look at this. What's a big deal? Storms. And he spoke three words. Three words that were that was not repeated. Not twice. Peace. Be still. Whoo. In physics, elementary physics, they taught us that action and reaction are equal and opposite. The storms that came was a terrific force. The word that came was a more terrific force. Peace, be still. And those words captured the storm and reversed the direction of the motion. The force that was in his silent word, peace, be still, pushed the storms back to where it was coming. And everything became calm. Lift your two hands to the Lord. I decree by the power of the Most High God, whatever storm has threatened your life, peace be still. Any sickness in your physical body, by the word of the Lord, I uproot it. I destroy it. In the name of Jesus. Any storm threatening your marriage, I command peace be still. Any storm threatening your job, threatening your career, threatening your company, threatening your business, I command it to vanish. I command peace. Peace in your marriage. Peace in your body. Peace in your finances. Peace all around you. All around you. Peace. Somebody say, I receive peace. Say it again. Say it louder. Fresh from his resurrection, and he met his disciples that had been threatened, that had been shaken. The one they thought could never die, died on the cross. Painful death, shameful death. I'll say something about that very shortly. Because the day that Jesus Christ died on the cross, that day, death died forever. And anyone that believes in Christ will never die. We will only step out of this body of flesh and step into eternal glory. Because through his death, death was swallowed up in victory. Come and give me a hand. Give me a hand. Swallowed up. Swallowed up. Death died. Death died. Death died. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through Christ Jesus. Gives us the victory. Now, he spoke and there was peace. Everything became calm. Listen to my friend. When you're sick and your body is racking with pain, you're not at peace with your body. You're not at peace. Nobody likes to be sick. When you're sick, you're uncomfortable. When you're sick, you are distracted. When you are sick, really sick, nothing is more important than for you to be healed. You're talking of business deal. You tell them, is when there is life, there is business. You're threatened. So, sickness is contrary to peace in your body. Lay your right hand on your head. I didn't come here to preach today. I came to execute the judgment that is written. I came to enforce the victory of Calvary. Everything that threatens the peace of this, your people, in the house here, or watching online, or participating from anywhere in the world, I speak your word of peace, and I uproot every sickness. Sickness vanish. Sickness vanish. Sickness vanish. Sickness vanish. For he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Right now, from head to toe, inside and outside, be healed. Totally healed. Totally healed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Son, play that keyboard for me. Let it rise. Now put your hands down. Somebody, you have a growth at the back of your neck. I don't know who you are. And the Holy Spirit didn't tell me how big the growth is. But that growth is removed. You'll never see it again. Somebody, you have a growth in your throat. It's your throat. The enemy had come to attack your voice because he knows how kosher your voice is. The growth is removed. Oh, there is a woman here. There's a big growth occupying the place your baby is supposed to be. You are struggling to have a baby. You have been trusting the Lord to have a baby. Or rather than having a baby, you are having growth. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt be made a plain. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I command that growth to melt immediately. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By faith, Sarah received strength to conceive and was delivered of a man child. My daughter, the growth is gone. Receive strength to conceive. 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 And you will carry it to terms. No complication. No crisis. You will be delivered with joy. Listen to him, my friend. You're married for years. You want to be a mother. And you have no baby. Emotionally, you are disturbed. Emotionally, you have no peace. The day your monthly period comes, as a woman, it's a day of pain, a day of tears, because it's another hope dashed. But when God speaks his peace, the affliction is over. Every one of my children here who are trusting the Lord for the fruit of the womb, hear the word of the Lord, the God our peace, who gives us peace by all means. He gives us peace by all means. He gives us peace by all means. Said there shall be no one barren nor cast their young in your midst. For he makes the barren woman to keep house and to become a joyful mother of children. Every one of you believing God for children, whether you are male or female, whether you are in the sanctuary or you are anywhere, there is no limit to what the word can do. Distance is no barrier in the realm of the spirit. You're trusting God for a child. Either you don't have any at all, or you have one or two, you want some more. Just raise your right hand. By the mercy and the authority of the Most High God. Receive your desires. Receive your babies. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You have been weeping before. Weeping may endure for the night. Joy comes in the morning. Today, I announce the arrival of your joy. At the turn of the year, this time next year, according to the word of the Lord, who confirms the word of his servants and performs the counsel of his messengers, before this altar, you will dedicate your children. Receive. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody here, you have a son that has Down syndrome. Let me tell you a testimony. God is giving you peace today. And your child is not at peace. You are not at peace. I want to minister for Pastor Kpoju. Last year, January, he organized the conference. I had the privilege of ministering for him every year. I finished. I got in the car. He was bending over me in the car to just bid me goodbye. And he said, "Daddy, one of my pastors, as a child, I had a problem. Can you pray for him?" I said, "Why not? Why not?" I was sitting in the car. And the man came. But he's going to be here tomorrow. Come back. The man came. I didn't even know what it was. I said, "Daddy, this child has autism." I said, "Autism? Okay. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him. Has given him a name that's above every name. At the name of Jesus, every name must bow. A name that's above every name. Above autism, above cancer, above glaucoma, above whatever." I laid my hand. I said, "I rebuke you, instrument of affliction. Get up and be healed." I'm standing on the altar of God. It wasn't more than 2 minutes. I was sitting in the car ready to go. Don't clap here. Don't clap here. I was standing, sitting, ready to go. I labored in preaching. I was soaked. So, not more than 2 minutes. And pastor would say, "Goodbye, Daddy." I'm sure they don't. When the man sent his testimony, that's when I saw what the peace of God can do. 2 minutes. He said, "This, my son has autism. If he has to eat anything, we have to blend it. Yam, blend it. Bread, blend it." He couldn't eat by himself. He couldn't talk. 2 minutes of prayer. He said, "Daddy, he's talking dozens. He said, "Daddy, he is super smart. In the place where they have said he needed special education, he's dominating the class." And he said, "Daddy, he's eating anything he likes, whenever he likes. We don't need to." Whatever is contrary to peace in your life, I destroy it. Receive his peace. Receive his peace. Receive his peace. In the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody here, it's financial trouble. The debt has piled up, is due for payment, and you have no clue. You have had sleepless nights. You have thought about what to do, and you had no clue. And you have come here tonight lifting your eyes to the one who made the mountains, from whence comes your help. Right now, Marika Koremokotita Karamande, under 48 hours, the debt is over. And somebody said, oh, 48 hours. Today is Friday. The next 48 hours, weekend. That's on earth. God is not bound by your weekend. It is not bound by your weekend. The banks on earth may not open at weekends. The bank of heaven is open upon your life. Receive help. Receive peace. You will testify. You will testify. You will testify. In the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody, you have a relation that is critically ill. I don't know what the sickness. The relation is on here. But you came here carrying that person on your heart. You love that person so dearly, you do not want the person to die. And the Holy Spirit has sent me to you. The affliction is removed. Peace be unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. After his resurrection, he came to them. He said, peace be unto you. My peace I give to you. He knew they were going into a world of turbulence, a world of crisis, a world full of sharks and hyenas. But he knew that through the peace of God, they are more than conquerors. Today, as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, I deliver to you his peace. Receive his peace. Receive his peace. Over every area of your life, his peace shall prevail. Thank you, Father. Just give him a shout of joy. Celebrate his goodness. Hallelujah. You may take your seat in God's wonderful presence. I give glory to God Almighty. At last. Oh, please give these wonderful people, give them a hand. Clap everyone. If you don't want me to drag you into the choir, clap for them everyone. Glory to Jesus. The Lord will fill your life with music. You will be far from sorrow. As we engineer joy in the house of God, heaven will engineer joy in your life, day and night. In the name of Jesus. We appreciate you. Give them a hand one more time. Pastor Shola, I feel so privileged, so blessed that you have asked me to come and speak. And even though COVID-19 tried to tamper with the date, and but here we are on top of COVID-19, above COVID-19. Psalm 92 verse 10, 91 verse 10, there shall be no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. Can you confess it? No evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. I receive the word of the Lord. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Pastor Shola Oshomakinde and his dear wife, I'm so glad to see you. You know, today I saw the two of you are looking well. Didn't you? Are looking sharp. You are looking good. Pastor's face is shining. Pastor's wife is radiant. Clap, clap for them, clap for them, clap for them. I'm so glad. They didn't call me to break the news of the death of any of you. Some pastors have died of COVID-19. A lot in America. They didn't call me to come and meet you on ventilator to come and pray for you. They didn't call me to come and pray for you in the hospital. You are from head to toe, inside and outside. Can you see the goodness of the Lord? Give the Lord a big hand for that. I celebrate you. And you will rise higher day by day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please sit down. Please, Pastor, should I convey my love to Mama, such a blessed mom. All the three children are fantastically serving the Lord. What a mother. Please, celebrate Mama wherever Mama is. Mama is in Abeokuta. Praise God. It's my joy, my privilege to be with you at this Mercy Conference. Am I correct? Where the peace of God is flowing like a river. I've heard report of the great things the Lord has been doing, and how you have been blessed, and I give glory to God for that. Tonight you will be super blessed, and then tomorrow you'll be superlatively blessed. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen, some come over here. Some materials that can help you stepping into greatness is available at cover and paperback. The weapons of our warfare, only hardcover. The precious blood of Jesus is a very, very powerful book. Very. It's a peculiar revelation God gave me about the cross. Available hardcover, paperback. And the all-time prayer classic. I've written 97 books, and we have been trying to beat this one. It has refused to be beaten. It has gone through 17 editions. Canadian edition, American edition, Australian edition, whatever, whatever. It's been translated into Russia and all that. And it's still leading. Alone with God. Alone with God. Go. It's available paperback and hardcover. Buy the truth and sell it not. Let's read some scriptures. Praise God. Colossians 1. Let me start from there. We'll read some. Colossians 1. I celebrate all the speakers who had ministered before me. Give them a hand, please. Thank you. I celebrate my son, Olusegun Tolulope Tolade. God bless you. You are doing great. When you are going to be here tomorrow, I'd like to have a one-on-one with you. And we'll see what we can do on the platform of the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria to see how we can support you. You are doing what matters most. I give glory to God for your life. Colossians 1. Let's read from verse 12. There's a particular verse where I will stop. Let's read from verse 12. Colossians 1. Praise God. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God? That's Jesus Christ, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the first born from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Then let's read verse 20 together. Loudly. Verse 20. One, two, read. And having made peace through the blood of his cross. I want us to read it again loudly. One, two, read. Through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be all things. Wow. The Bible says here that God Almighty made peace through the blood of Christ. Jesus Christ secured peace for us through his blood. So when he came to his disciples and he said, my peace I give to you, was telling them what I came to the world to secure, what the Father sent me to the world to do, what I procured with my life blood, peace I give to you. Shalom, I give to you. Perfection, I give to you. Redemption, salvation, soteria. Nothing absent, nothing lacking. Complete blessings that anybody can dream of. Everything you need. From the womb to the tomb, I secured it on the cross. Peace I give to you. Everything you need to triumph over every foe, Satan and his demons, sin and all the temptations, sickness, disease, affliction, everything you need, I give it to you. Receive it, enjoy it, and go and give it to the world. Become a partaker of that peace that I secured through my blood. Enjoy it, and then become the distributor of this peace to the whole world. See, when we talk about peace, from the scripture, the New Testament, it's an absolutely free commodity that God gives everyone, but it's a very, very expensive commodity. Very expensive. It took the blood of Jesus Christ to purchase, and then he made it available for us, to us. Most believers don't yet understand what the cross of Christ stands for. Most don't. And a lot of teachers of the world, preachers of the world, are not helping matters. You get to our churches, motivational preaching has filled the altar and has pushed the message of the cross aside. And the result, we're not seeing the peace of God in the lives of those that we are preaching to as much, because that peace comes through the cross. We're not seeing the power of God in evidence. We're talking of raw miracles. The blind seeing, the lame walking, people jumping out of wheelchair, the deaf, the dumb, getting delivered. When I go for my crusades, I don't play games. No. I know the lives and the destinies or the hundreds of thousands that are listening to me are at stake. Their future, their eternity depends on the word I give to them and the decision they make about it. So I just lift up Christ and his cross. He said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto myself. That's my job. I don't try to heal anybody. I can't heal a fly. Disclaimer, I can't. I can't heal a fly. But I can lift up Jesus. The one who died, the one who shed his blood, the one who gave his life, the one who was buried, the one who rose triumphant from the grave, the one who lives forevermore. I can lift him up. And then what a man cannot do, he does. The healing a man cannot procure, he doesn't. Again, in January, this is January. I was preaching for a pastor in Lagos. Don't let me name him. You know, and you see, me too, I just had a battle with a very bad malaria. I called my medical team to come and check me. And he said, Daddy, it's a terrible strain of malaria. And then it's, you had run around. It came on top of exhaustion. Your immunity was low. And they said everything they wanted to say. And I thanked them. And they tweeted me. And I said, let me go to Lagos and have a meeting. And they said, Daddy, if you can afford going, stay. I said, let me go. While serving the Lord, he will give me strength. Listen to me. That day, I struggled to the altar. I was praying, said, God, be my glorious strength today. Let me not collapse for ministering to your people. I'm telling you that so you know that we have this treasure in a thin vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Nobody can boast. Even me, I was just recovering from a bad man. I just struggled to the altar. I was holding the pivot like this. And then the hand of God came on me. Say, you, I just pointed. A relation of us, of yours, is dying of COVID. He's healed. Of course, from that moment on, I didn't feel any weakness or anything. God took over. Now, listen to this. There was a woman there in the meeting who had this uncle of his, us, dying of COVID and was in bad case. The two kidneys had packed up. Was that bad in Lagos here. And then breathing difficulty has set in. They have moved into incubator, or what do they call it? Ventilator. Okay? And they were, you know what? They were anxious, he might die. And that woman came, burden for that person. And the word came. This God is God. 24 hours. The following day, she called her pastor. She was crying. She mentioned the other person. She said he was already, you know, going. Two kidneys packed up. One liver not functioning. And we were giving up hope. The word came. Tonight, your word has come. Whatever has disturbed your peace, it's over. In the name of Jesus. In 24 hours, the two kidneys picked up. The livers picked up. The liver picked up. The lung picked up. He mentioned the name. He said, Pastor, so and so has tested negative. They have moved him out of ICU. He's in the ward. He's eating now. And they are going to discharge him very soon. Yesterday, he was almost dying. Today, through the word of the Lord. That is what happens when Jesus is lifted up. it takes the matter out of your hands. I remember my crusade in Bauchi, 1990. We used IBB Square. I came that night, arrived that night, flew to Jos, traveled by road. So I was tired. I just preached a short message, gave out a call, and I said, tomorrow is miracle night. Go bring those who are terribly sick. Just bring them. And I went back to the hotel with mommy to pray. The following day, they brought real sick people. And you don't see sick people in Lagos here. Ah, somebody who was so lame, he was suspending the leg on his shoulder, thin leg, all manner of matters. I got before the crowd, they began to lift Jesus up, the cross of Calvary, where he died, where he shed his blood, where peace was released upon the earth. The cross of Calvary, where the blood of Jesus Christ provided redemption for everyone. If you want to be saved, look at the cross. You want to be healed, look at the cross. You want to be delivered, look at the cross. You want to triumph over all your foes, look at the cross. That's where the matter was settled. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, after shedding his blood, before he went to the Father, he said, it is finished. The whole account of humanity's sins settled. Sicknesses, afflictions, pains settled. It is finished on the cross. I began to lift Jesus Christ up. And I told them, there's nothing he cannot do. There's no case he cannot heal. And then there was a woman who brought her daughter, her young daughter. The daughter was about 23, to the crusade ground, who was so afflicted. I've never seen anybody that afflicted all my life, even in crusades around the world. I've never. This girl was blind in the two eyes, was deaf in the two ears, was dumb, could not speak, and was lame at the two feet. One person. That's no sickness. That's the devil. I didn't know. I raised the cross. I lifted Jesus. I exalted his name. I spoke about his blood that he shed. And listen to this. When such messages come, people get soundly born again. I'm not talking of half-converted cowboys who are putting one leg in the world and one leg in the church. No! When the message of the cross comes to you, it crosses sin out of your life. It makes sin to become hateful. You hate to do what you used to do before, because the cross has changed your life. So I preach, and I say, now we want to begin to pray. The power of God will come on you. You'll be able to do what you have not been able to do before. Everybody stand. As the prayer was going on, this young girl got up. Her mother put her in front. She got up and she was running towards the stage. Remember, she was lame at the 2 feet. As a friend of mine, he's an Anglican archbishop now, Emmanuel Chukuma in Enugu now. He was a bishop in Bauchi at that time. He was sitting on the stage behind me. The girl was running towards the stage. The mother ran after her, thinking that, okay, baby, if your feet are healed, don't hit your head against something because you are blind. He didn't know that God did a perfect work. Men and brethren in Lagos, the two eyes opened, the two ears opened, the tongue loosed, the feet straight. I didn't lay hands. I laid words. He sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I didn't struggle. I didn't stay there. Hey, you be healed. No, I lifted the cross and the cross came against the power of darkness and crushed them. Lift your hands to God. In whatever area the enemy is afflicting your life, I apply the cross in the name of Jesus. I apply the blood in the name of Jesus. I apply the name of Jesus in the name of Jesus. It is written, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Satan, hear my word. In whatever way you are touching the lives of these people of God through the blood, I command you, take off your hands. Satan, take off your hands. From their bodies, take off your hands. From their minds, take off your hands. From their marriage, take off your hands. From their career, take off your hands. From their business, take off your hands. From their finances, take off your hands. For they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. Today, we receive total victory over the works of the devil. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Give a shout of joy to the one who gave us victory. He gave us victory. He gave us victory. He gave us victory. Look at what is the Bible says. Colossians 1:20. We read it. And having made peace through the blood of his cross. Not just any blood. The blood he shed at Calvary. What the whole world is commemorating today. Don't mind those who are making some useless argument. Whether it was April Jesus died, or July Jesus died, or October Jesus died. I'm not celebrating dates. The substance I'm celebrating is that Jesus died. Jesus was buried. Jesus rose again. Jesus is alive. Somebody shout, he's alive. If we like, let us celebrate it in January. If we like, let's celebrate it in December. If we like, let's celebrate it in March. The day doesn't matter. The substance is, he is alive. Somebody shout, he's alive. Shout it again. Shout it louder. And some of us are criticizing, they said, why do you call Easter? Why do you call it Easter? Easter is a pagan religion. It's a pagan stuff. You have all manner of things, all manner of nonsense on the internet that people are written. I've written. I did a research and this said Easter. It was an idolatrous festival that the church took over. I said, fine. Thank you for your information. I'm not celebrating the label. Easter is the label they give it. I can call it resurrection. I can call it Easter. I can call it resurrection. But I'm celebrating the substance. The substance is that Jesus Christ died according to the scriptures. He was buried according to the scriptures. He rose again according to the scripture. He's alive today. Somebody declare boldly, say, Jesus died according to the scriptures. Jesus was buried according to the scripture. Jesus rose again according to the scripture. Jesus is alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Give the Lord a shout. So don't listen to their useless argument. Focus on the substance. And listen to me, my friend. Look at that. the ultimate tragedy to befall any human being is death. Because as someone dies, hope gone, everything finished. That's why they call it capital punishment. It's capital. It's irreversible. And look at what Jesus did. The worst that the enemy could inflict on any human, he just flipped it. He conquered death. He rose again. He said, I'm the one who was, who is, and is to come. I'm the one who died. And behold, I'm alive, not for one day, not for 2 days, not for 1 year. I'm alive forevermore. That's the one we celebrate. That's the one we worship. That's the one that will save you, deliver you. That's the one that will flip whatever the enemy has. You are not dead. You are alive. You are still sitting. You are still talking. Oh, don't complain. Just tell it to Jesus and see how he will turn it around today. Whatever has troubled you, today you are going home with total victory. Let everyone hear your amen. Okay, let's go again to another scripture. 1 Corinthians. Let me read chapter 1. Let's look a little bit at this cross of Christ. Let's read from verse 14. Beautiful word of the Lord. Look at this. I thank God I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. You know, Apostle Paul, he knew what God called him to do, and he was extremely focused. He wasn't saying baptism is not important. He knew that was not what God called him to do. Look at this now, verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of what? Lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. He recognized that the center of power is the cross. When you speak about the cross correctly, and the blood correctly, and the name correctly, the power of Almighty God breaks loose to do anything. I've seen it again. I've just told you a few. Verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Very absurd. I want to say, what are you talking? How can the death of somebody on a funny tree some 2,000 years plus ago affect my life today? How can it affect food on my table, clothes on my back, good school for my children, a good car to use? How can it affect my health? Now, my friend, that's the center of every good thing that God wants to give humanity. That's the center of prosperity. That's the center of healing, or deliverance, or victory. If you study the scripture very well, you see 5 critical points from which Jesus Christ, at which Jesus Christ was crucified, at which Jesus Christ, from which Jesus Christ shed his blood. They put a crown of thorn upon his head, and they hit him with the reed, and blood flowed from his head. Oh, the thorn is a mark of the cross. The blessed one allowed his head to be woven with crowns of thorns, and he shed his blood. The blood is shed from the head, paid the price to remove every curse from everyone who believes. He was wearing our cross so we can wear his blessings. Lay your right hand on your head. Every curse is revoked. Every curse cancelled. If that curse had been coming from generations past, today we stop it. You are blessed because of the cross. You are irreversibly blessed. From generation to generation, you are blessed. Somebody say amen. They stripped him and they tied him down, stripped him naked, and they came with lashes. The Roman lashes at that time is made up of a leather material with a thick handle like the hand, with 39 long branches. At the end of each branch, they were fastening something dangerous, like a broken stone, broken bone, broken metal, because they want to afflict the victim in a maximum manner. So they take that thing and they will apply it to the bare flesh, bam, and they will pull it. So the pain, the agony, the Bible says his visage was so mad you couldn't recognize him anymore. He was beaten and battered. That was how they treated him. What for? Wounded for a transgression, bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we healed. When Jesus was beaten by that, like that, he paid the price for your instant healing. What did he pay for? Let me hear you. He made healing become your legal right as a child of God. Healing is children's bread. You don't struggle for it. You just believe what he did on the cross. Lift your hand. Whatever sickness may still remain, I clear them out. Through the blood of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus. And then they stretched his hands on the cross and drove the nails into his hands. Your hand is your primary instrument of economic prowess. You collect money with your hand. You sign your check with your hand. You transfer money. You use your hand. If you study the scripture, it talks of you take money in your hand. You take money in your hand. When they were going to Egypt to buy food, their father told them, take money in your hand. Your hand has something to do with your economic prowess. And when Adam fell in the garden, the earth was cursed for man's sake. Economic hardship began. But when Jesus died, he stretched his hand. They drove the nails there, in there, and blood flowed, paying the price to remove economic hardship and poverty forever. Listen to me. As a child of God, you have no business with poverty. Somebody say, I reject poverty. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, that through his poverty you may be rich. He wasn't just ordinary. He paid. The blood that flowed from his hand, it was not in vain. So you can lawfully, righteously, properly claim prosperity as your inheritance in Christ, because Christ paid for your prosperity. Your hands will prosper. Open your two hands on your lap. You can put your Bible on the side. Okay. I prophesy upon your hands. These hands will prosper. These hands will blossom. Every trace of poverty that had danced around this hand before is banished forever. Everything you touch with this hand will prosper. In the name of Jesus. These hands will handle wealth in millions, in billions, in naira, in dollars, in euro, in pound sterling. The Lord will give you global wealth. Wealth from every part of the globe. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy upon you by the Spirit of the Lord. Those of you who open your hands to receive this blessing, and you open your heart to receive it and to believe what Christ did for you, what Christ did for you, before the end of this year, you'll be paying tithes in millions. In the name of Jesus. Up until now, you have been chasing money. From now, money will run after you. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. I told you the blood is shed from the head, paid to remove our curse. I'm not cursed. I'm blessed. 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 The blood is shed from the hand, my friend, paid to remove poverty. This hand will handle money. I don't chase money. I pursue God. I pursue His will. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Somebody here, you want God to bless you with a house of 20 million, 25 million, 50 million. And you have never put 5 million on the altar of God. Hey, look at me, look at me. Something for nothing exists in the paradise of fools. Your seed determines your harvest. Have you taken, you are blessed with 10 million. Have you taken that 10 million and say, the kingdom first. The kingdom first. And you put it on the altar. You behave like you are crazy. When you do that, you break something. Nobody's pushing you to do it. Nobody's demanding you to do it. Nobody's saying, oh, you just made 10 million. Bring it. No. You from the inside. Because you understand the word of God. You understand when you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all that things shall be added to you. You put it on the altar. And something happened. I remember I promised myself, I said that, oh, one day I'm going to give 1 million. Many years ago, I'm going to give the seed of 1 million. And one day God said, do it now. I took my check, wrote 1 million, went to plant it in love with a man of God. I galloped back home because I know if my seed is on the ground, my harvest is on the way. I was on before the altar one day ministering to ministers, and the Lord said, give your seed. I said, what is it? He said, your Benz. One of my sons bought me a very good Mercedes Benz. I said, fine, thank you, Lord. I gave it to one bishop. I was before the altar one day, and the Lord said, can you give me 50 million? Ha. Someone say, ha. Let me hear you say, ha. 50 million. Something in my mind began to ask God, don't you know I'm in Ibadan? I'm not in Lagos, I'm not in Abuja, I'm not in Port Harcourt. Ha. But I knew He had spoken. I said, Lord, you are the one who gives seed to sowers and bread to eaters. Anything that I have that I cannot give is an idol. Crush it. I say, I give it to you. Just give it to me. I give it to you. That was the birth of our university. I cannot count how many people have blessed me with 50 million for the university. Please give the Lord a big hand. I can't count. A lot of us, we don't know how this thing works. We don't know. You want the house of 120 million naira and you are putting 10,000 naira on the altar. Don't you know that the size of your seed determines the size of your harvest? Haven't you read in the scripture, he who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly? Don't you know Christianity is all about sacrifice? All. What I'm talking to you on the cross of Calvary, sacrifice. Let me divert a little bit and come back to my message on the 5 points. I've told you blood from the head, blood from the back for healing, blood from the hand for prosperity. I'm coming back to it. Now, bless you, my son. Reaching the Muslims. Can I tell the brethren, let's not hate the Muslims. Let's not hate the Muslims. They don't know what they are doing. You may tell me, oh, they know they are killing us. No, they don't know. Let me ask, how many people here? You have been a Muslim before, but now you are a child of God. Reason? So many. Oh, no, don't stop. Don't clap yet. Let me see there. Those of you whose hands are up, can you dare kill a Christian now? Why? You don't know what you are doing. When you are not born again, you will kill a Christian for fun. You will think you are defending your religion. They don't know. Church, please. Church, hear me. Church, we cannot conquer hate with hate. Those people of the other religion, if you read the scripture very well, that's their terrain. Your hand shall be against every man. Every man's hand shall be against you. That's their terrain. Our own terrain is love. What's our terrain? Let me hear you. Let me hear you. Let me hear you. If we leave our terrain and go to their terrain, we have lost. We cannot win at their terrain. Hate for hate, eye for eye, feet for feet, we are losers. If we stay in our terrain of loving them, your enemy is hungry, feed him. Your enemy is naked, clothe him. Your enemy is thirsty, feed him. Take the gospel to them, like my son is doing. Give them clothes, give them food. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. Nobody can withstand love perpetually. When they heap love on you, and they heap love on you, and you get to a point, you break down. You are a human being. But if you go to the realm of hate them, and oh God, cut them off. Oh, cut them off. No, you are praying the wrong prayer. The disciple of Jesus, when a village was not receiving him because he was going to Jerusalem, he said, can we call fire down from heaven like Elisha did? He said, no. He rebuked them. He said, you don't know the spirit that's in you. The Son of Man has not come to destroy life. He has come to save life. And saving them can be sacrificial. Somebody say, oh, daddy, but they are killing us. Yes. I know. Killing us didn't start yesterday. Jesus didn't die by himself. They killed him. Correct? Talk to me. And while he was hanging on the cross, while they were killing him, he was praying for those that was killing him. That's why he won the world. They're killing us. Let's love them. Love is infinitely more powerful than hate. Of all the 12 apostles of the Lamb, only one of them died a natural death, John the Beloved. Every other one crucified, beheaded, killed. The one who said, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. Paul, he was beheaded in Rome. Peter, when they were crucifying his wife in Rome, Vatican Hill, the husband Peter stood by and was screaming to his wife, my beloved, remember Christ. Remember Christ. Remember Christ. That was what Peter was screaming to her. And they killed her. When they wanted to kill Peter, he said, please, don't kill me like you killed the Lord Jesus. Crucify me upside down. That has always been the case with Christianity. And we thrive. The church is the bush that was burning and was not consumed. Persecution has never quenched the light of the church. The owner of the church said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want to appeal to our brethren in the north and everywhere. I know what you are going through. I've gone around this nation again and again. Let's not be dragged into hate. That is not our nature. That's not our terrain. Let's remain in the theater of love. And let me tell you, every enemy of Christ will bow under his feet in this nation. Somebody say amen. Oh, I didn't hear your amen. Anyway, that's some theology there. Now, Jesus Christ shed the blood from the head. Someone say one. From the back, two. From the hands, three. The one from the head dealt with our cause forever. If you believe in Christ, you are far from any and every curse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Having been made a curse for it is written, curses everyone that hung on the tree. He removed the curse. With the hand, oh, prosperity, back, healing. Now, they drove the nails into his head, feet. You see, he said, I give you power to tread upon serpents, upon scorpions, and upon every power of the enemies, and nothing shall be enemies unto you. And he paid the price for it. When he shed the blood from the feet, he paid for us to walk in dominion over all the powers of the enemy. Every demon, every devil, every demon, any agent of the devil, you tread on them. The only place the devil belongs in your life is under your feet. Where is the devil now? Oh, come on, talk to me now. So if you have any message to give to the devil, write it at the sole of your shoes and give it to him. Because Jesus paid the price for you to walk in dominion. And all the days of your life, you walk in dominion. I didn't hear your amen. I can tell you my encounter with demoniacs. In Calabar, in Uyo, in Port Harcourt, in Lagos. I can tell you my encounter with robbers. I've arrested 19 armed robbers. Each one of them carrying gun. In the night between Benin and Ore. February 10, 1989. Arrested them. They are handed. You have dominion. Because he paid for it. And number five, so I can close that. When they wanted to check whether he was dead or not, they plunged the spear at his side. And there, the fountain of life was opened. The fountain of grace was open. The fountain of cleansing was open. To cleanse every sin, any sin, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. There is no sin that cannot be forgiven. None. Because the fountain was open. He paid the full price on the cross to give us peace. If it is economy, yeah, he paid. If it is the cause, yes, he paid. If it is sickness, yes, he paid. If it is demonic attack, yes, he paid. If it is sin, yes, he paid. Everything that can trouble us, he paid. So that complete redemption is yours. Somebody declare, say, complete redemption is mine. Somebody say amen. Amen. Redemption is not just about your sins forgiven, you're going to heaven. No. Your sins are forgiven and you are broke. You are in debt. That's not complete redemption. Your sins are forgiven. You are sick. You are oppressed. That's not complete redemption. Your sins are forgiven. You are demonically oppressed. No. He paid for everything. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free in the free totally. Free absolutely. And he secured it from the cross. I want to close. What do you want? In what area of your life do you want his peace to be released? The cross of Calvary is as efficacious today as it was 2,000 years ago. This is the power of the early church. They preached Christ and him crucified. Miracles took place. Deliverance took place. Demons screamed. The oppressed were released. Let us not remove the message of the cross and substitute it with possibility thinking. You can prosper. Yes, you can prosper to hell. You can have cars. You can have cars and born in hell. Unbelievers have cars. Muslims have cars. They have land. They have houses. But the cross makes a difference. The cross gives us complete peace, complete freedom, complete liberty, complete redemption. Wave your hand and give him thanks for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Oh, Jesus. It was she's one that. Thank him for the blood. Thank Jesus. Thank God. Thank you for the blood. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, thank you for the blood of Jesus. It was sing it again one more time. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for the blood. The blood that Jesus shed for me.
Stand on your feet. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. The blood of Jesus upon yourself, every area of your life. Plead the blood of Jesus upon your body, upon your mind, upon your marriage, upon your business, upon your career, upon your family, upon your children, upon your finances, upon every area of your life. Plead the blood. Plead, 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 plead. Cover yourself with the blood. Come against everything the devil is trying to do in your life. Rebuke the enemy by the blood. Confront the enemy by the blood. Command the enemy to take off his hand from your life by the blood. Cover yourself with the blood. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Now, revoke any curse from your life. Anything that looks like a curse, revoke it by the blood. Jesus already paid to remove every curse. Revoke every curse. No room for any curse in my life. No room for any curse in my family. No room for any curse of any kind. Jesus paid. Jesus paid. Jesus paid. Blessings are mine. I'm blessed in the morning. I'm blessed in the afternoon. I'm blessed in the evening. I'm blessed at night. No room for any curse. Curse, go away in the name of Jesus. Claim your healing, total healing. Claim total healing from every pain, every affliction, every oppression, every disease, every plague. Plead the blood of Jesus against every sickness. Command the pain to leave your body immediately through the blood. Command the affliction to leave your body immediately and never return. Command the growth to leave your body immediately and never return. Jesus paid for you. Now claim your dominion over every demon, over every evil spirit, over every agent of the enemy, over every nightmares, over every affliction, whatever affliction of the devil. Claim your dominion in the name of Jesus. The enemy shall not exact upon him, neither shall the son of wickedness afflict him. Claim your dominion. It's all yours. It's all yours. Now claim your prosperity. Your hands are blessed. Everything you touch must prosper. The heaven is open. Abundance is yours. Claim prosperity. Claim abundance. Money must come to you from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. Reject poverty. Reject insufficiency. Reject debt. Reject lack. Jesus paid with his blood. Claim prosperity. Now claim cleansing from every sin. Break the hold of sinful habits. Break the hold of lust. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the eyes. Break them. Break the hold of sinful habit. Break the hold of masturbation. Break the hold of adultery. Break the hold of uncleanness. Bind the demons behind uncleanness. Cast them out by the blood of Jesus and receive sanctification, purity, holiness through the blood, through the blood, through the blood, through the blood. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Wave your hand and begin to give thanks to God. Wave your hand and begin to give thanks to God for the blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bring your prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please put your hands down. I want to, before I pray for everybody through the power of the blood to take care of every area of your life. And listen to me. God wants you to be saved. God wants you to have eternal life. Religion is not enough. I'm a good Muslim. That won't get you anywhere. You must be born again. I'm a good church goer. That won't take you anywhere. You must be born again. I'm a good Baptist. That won't take you anywhere. You must be born again. I'm a good Anglican. That won't take you anywhere. You must be born again. I'm not even religious. I'm an agnostic. It means you will roast in hell. But Jesus died for you. Jesus is ready to save you. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you peace. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and you shall find rest for your soul. So if you want to be born again today, you want to be genuinely saved, you don't want to have any doubt about it, you want to be sure anytime you die, you go to heaven, you want to be sure that you're a true child of the living God, you want the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse you, to forgive you, you want to be free from every guilt of all the past sins, and you want to live a life of glory and dominion through Christ, I'm going to pray for you. If you want to be genuinely born again today, just raise your hand wherever you are, and I'm going to pray for you. God bless you. Raise your hand. Thank you. I want my sins forgiven me. Raise your hand. Thank you. I want to receive eternal life. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Thank you. High up. Young or old, male or female, Assyrians there. Raise it. Raise it. Raise it. Raise it. Thank you. Thank you. All of you that are raising your hands, take your Bibles, take your bags, whatever you brought to church, and come over here. I want to pray for you. Please clap for me. Just come on over. Come on over here. I'm waiting for you. The blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse you, to sanctify you. Please come. Please come. Just stand. Please come. You are coming. I don't want to serve the devil anymore. I don't want to be lost. I want to receive eternal life. Come, come, come. I want to make it to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. I want to have victory over the devil. Come, 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 come. This is your day. This is your day. Come on, come on. I'm still waiting for you. Clap for them, clap for them. Keep coming. We are waiting for you. Today is your day of salvation. Come on, step out here. Today is your day of eternal life. Come on, step out here. Today is your day of grace. Step out here. It's your day of mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, church. Thank you. All of you that are in front here, put your hands on your chest like this. Pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive all my sins. Give me eternal life. Write my name in the book of life. Today, I surrender my life to you totally, completely. From today, Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. Amen. Amen. Receive mercy in Jesus' name. Receive forgiveness in Jesus' name. Receive eternal life in the name of Jesus. I break the hold of sin over your life. From today, sin will not have dominion over you again. I break the hold of the devil over your life. From today, through the blood of Jesus, I put the devil under your feet. Go into a life of dominion. Each one of you, you become pillars in the house of God. You will make it to heaven. Peace be unto you. Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Where is the head counselor? Please. Raise your hand. See those two gentlemen that raise their hand. Please follow them. Please follow them. Church, clap for them. Thank you. Before I pray, I know we have space restrictions. Or bring a friend tomorrow. Let's bring people to receive eternal life. Bring them. Let them know we have space for them. Even if it means we who are members of David's also, David's family. If we have to relocate and give them room, let's go for them. It is well with you. Lay your hands on your head as I pray, say a loud amen. By the blood of Jesus, I destroy every work of the devil in your life. I destroy every work of the devil in your body. I destroy every work of the devil in your marriage. I destroy every work of the devil in your business, in your career. In the name of Jesus. I destroy every work of the devil in your finances. Satan, take off your hands from their money. In the name of Jesus, I command your money to come from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, from every angle, from across the ocean, from across the continents, from above. Receive breakthroughs. The word of the Lord said to Elijah, go tell Ahab, I can hear the sound of abundance of rain. I lose abundance of rain upon your life. Abundance of blessings, mercy, breakthrough, success. You will testify. You will testify. What has troubled you up until now will not trouble you anymore. Go into peace. Go with healing. Go into dominion. Go into joy. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Give the Lord a clap offering. Celebrate the one who died, the one who rose again. Don't get tired. Pastor Oshuma Kende and Oshuma Kende, I celebrate. Help me celebrate them. Thank you. Thank you for the honor. Thank you for the privilege. Blessed be the name of the Lord.